morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, December 29th. You'll be interested to know, 180 years ago, today in 1845, Texas joined the United States through a formal annexation that brought its republic into the Union after years of independent nation building. That milestone expanded American territory, opened new economic opportunities, and shaped the nation's growth and political landscape as it absorbed a proud frontier community. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday in Encinitas. This morning, it's looking clean with 1 foot waves. Conditions should remain steady throughout the day with 1 foot surf. Winds are currently offshore at 4 miles per hour, shifting to sideshore by mid-morning before returning to offshore later. Expect the wind to pick up slightly to 8 miles per hour by noon. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m. with the 2 foot outgoing low tide, when the west swell is 1 foot at 8 seconds and the offshore wind is 2 miles per hour. The first low tide on Monday will be a half foot just after 11:30 a.m., followed by a 3 foot high tide at 5:45. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Expect gentle surf with waves around 1 foot for the next 3 days. Conditions remain clean early on, transitioning to fair as winds shift slightly. A slight increase in size to 1+ foot is expected by Thursday afternoon, offering more variety. Overall, the best conditions will be in the morning before winds pick up later in the day. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 49 degrees with 15 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:51 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:54. It looks like we're in for some sunny weather today, with a high near 70 and a gentle northeast wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 56 and a light east wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 69 and a northeast wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to 20. A chance of showers arise overnight into Wednesday with lows near 59. Then rain showers are likely Wednesday with highs dropping to near 65 and lows around 57 into Wednesday night. Rain continues through New Year's Day with highs near 64 and additional shower chances Thursday night and Friday into Friday night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, starting January 1st, 2026, a new California law will require most tortillas and corn maíz products sold in the state to contain folic acid, a vitamin crucial for infant health. This change aims to address a significant gap for Latina mothers, who have been found to consume folic acid at much lower rates than their white counterparts. State data shows that only about 28% of Latinas reported taking folic acid before pregnancy, compared to 46% of white women. As a result, Latinas face a higher risk of giving birth to babies with neural tube defects. California is now the first state to mandate this addition, requiring manufacturers to include 0.7 milligrams of folic acid per pound of flour. Now on to sports. The San Francisco 49ers held on to beat the Chicago Bears 42-38 in a thrilling game on Sunday Night Football. The Bears had a chance to win the game on the final play from the 2-yard line, but Caleb Williams' throw into the end zone fell incomplete. Brock Purdy had another massive game, throwing for 303 yards and accounting for 5 total touchdowns, while Christian McCaffrey recorded 181 scrimmage yards and added a touchdown. Williams was impressive in the loss, throwing for 330 yards and 2 touchdowns. The 49ers remain in a wild card spot in the standings, but can claim the NFC West title and the number one overall seed in the conference with a win at home against the Seattle Seahawks next week. Chicago's loss eliminates it from contention for the number one seed, locking the Bears into either the number two or three seed. In local sports, C.J. Stroud's dynamic first quarter was merely the opening act for the Houston Texans. It was the defense that was the headliner once again. The Texans had 5 sacks in their 20-16 victory over the Los Angeles Chargers on Saturday, extending Houston's winning streak to 8 and clinching a 3rd consecutive playoff berth for the first time in franchise history. Coach D'Amico Ryans praised the defensive line, saying, "These guys have been playing lights out all year, every single game." The Texans held the Chargers to a field goal in the first half, showing their defensive strength as they limited explosive plays. In top news, a gastroenterologist says that a popular food is wreaking havoc on your gut. Maintaining a healthy gut is crucial for overall health and avoiding gastrointestinal issues. Experts suggest limiting highly processed and sugary drinks, such as soda and energy drinks, as they damage the gut lining. Pradima Diva, MD, explains that this damage can lead to leaky gut, which is linked to various health complications. Lena Vakovic, MS, adds that such drinks promote harmful gut bacteria. To protect gut health, limit candy, baked goods, fruit juice, alcohol, spicy foods, and excessive caffeine. In business news, the FBI has deployed additional personnel and investigative resources to Minnesota to dismantle large-scale fraud schemes exploiting federal programs, Director Kash Patel stated on social media. Patel noted the agency already dismantled a $250,000 fraud scheme that stole federal food aid meant for vulnerable children during the COVID pandemic, leading to 78 indictments and 57 convictions. He believes this is just the tip of a very large iceberg. Federal prosecutors estimate as much as $9 billion has been stolen across schemes linked to the state's Somalia population. Patel is aware of a daycare center in Minneapolis that received $4 million, despite reportedly having no enrolled children. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged over the weekend at $89,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just over 3,000. And XRP is up 1% to $1.88. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. China's rocket startup, Landspace, is aiming to become China's equivalent of SpaceX. Recently, Landspace became the first Chinese company to conduct a reusable rocket test, raising eyebrows in the industry. Despite the failure of the Zhuge-3 rocket test, the initiative is invigorating China's space sector, traditionally dominated by state-owned entities. Landspace's focus on providing a low-cost launch option is critical to China's plans for building up 10,000 satellite constellations in upcoming decades. As Landspace prepares for another launch, it draws inspiration from SpaceX's innovative approach to reusability and rapid iteration. And in entertainment news, James Cameron's sci-fi threequel Avatar, Fire and Ash, comfortably topped the domestic box office over the Christmas stretch. The film added a solid $64 million over the traditional weekend and $88 million since Christmas. Avatar: Fire and Ash has generated $217.7 million in North America and $760 million worldwide after two weekends. A24's Marty Supreme debuted with $17.4 million over the weekend and $27.1 million through the four-day holiday frame. Disney's Zootopia 2 remains strong, outpacing newcomers with $20 million over the weekend. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American historian and author, Barbara Tuchman. And she said, "Books are the carriers of civilization. Without books, history is silent, literature dumb, science crippled, thought and speculation at a standstill." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.